Hello, everyone. You are listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. I am Jordan Hall, and as always, I am joined by the dynamic Joe Fordyce, our Flyers pre- and post-game live producer. And we have a very, very special guest today on this Flyers Talk podcast. We are joined by Cam Atkinson, one of the newest Flyers. He was a treat to have. Let's get right into that interview.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We are thrilled to be joined by one of the newest Flyers, Cam Atkinson. Cam, thanks so much for joining us. What has it been like being a Flyer so far, and why are you so excited to be in Philadelphia?
Honestly, it's been a pretty crazy week, you know, to say the least. Just obviously getting traded on my kid's third birthday. You know, super, super excited. My wife and I are super excited for this next chapter in our lives. And Flyers fans have already embraced me. I know I have to get on their good side, right? I think it's a good thing to stay on their good side. But yeah, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to this next opportunity. And, you know, the boys on the team are pretty excited as well. And, you know, we have a pretty good team, a good enough team to do some damage this year. So I'm excited.
Cam, we talked to Scott Hartnell last week on the podcast, and you know, I worked with him all year, and he talked about how close you guys are. And I'm wondering, what has he told you about the fans in the city, and how excited are you to be coming to the Flyers in a season where the fans are going to be welcomed back in full force at Wells Fargo Center?
Well, first of all, I feel bad that you have to work with him on a daily basis. I know how annoying he can be, but no, Scotty and I are best friends. And, you know, it's funny how it comes full circle, because when he was playing on the Jackets, when him and I were teammates, that's all he kept ranting and raving about, you know, just the way of life in Philly and obviously the fans. I mean, they're so passionate. And, you know, when times are good, you know, they're the best fans in the world, and times are bad, you know, they could be a little hard on you. But I think that's what you want as a player. You know, you want your fans to be emotionally and physically involved. And, you know, they it's a sports city. So I'm looking forward to interacting with them.
Cam, if I can ask, I saw you chose 89. Can you take us into why you chose number 89?
I was 13 in college, and then obviously 13 with Columbus. And I know Kevin Hayes and I are good buddies, and I know he's had a lot of success with 13 with Philly, and he actually, he's like, do you want the number? I'll give it to you. And I'm like, honestly, you've done such good things, with the Philly jersey, with that number, that, you deserve it. And, I was actually 89 at World Championships a couple summers ago and had some success. And obviously that's my birth year number. And, you know, I was like, fresh start, new look, let's go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Cam, when a player gets traded, you generally hear about guys, you know, experiencing shock and sort of bittersweet feelings. And I'm sure there was some of that for you. But with this situation and you being traded to the Flyers, how much did all of the connections you already had to the Flyers, Scott Hartnell, Kevin Hayes, you mentioned, how much did that help the whole transition process with you being traded here?
Oh, I mean, there's so much more too that goes into that. Not only in the connections, but you know, 2 hours from my parents' house, where all my brothers are, where I currently am right now. And, you know, especially with my wife, Scotty Hartnell's wife, Katie, and my wife, Nat, are best of friends. Our kids are actually the same age. So Wesley and Declan are going to be going to school together next year. So little things like that are going to make this transition so much easier for us. I mean, obviously the most important thing is family. And when, you know, your wife and kids are happy and feel like, you know, obviously this next chapter is going to be our new home for a while, to have people like the Hartnells and obviously, Kevin Hayes and, you know, everyone has reached out, Drew's wife with my wife and Van Riemsdyk, who I played against when he was at UNH. So, I mean, the list goes on and on. But yeah, we're super excited, and having all those people in our corner are definitely going to help this transition.
That's awesome. And Cam, you talk so much about the family atmosphere, the Flyers. You were in Columbus for 10 seasons. How difficult was it to leave Columbus? Obviously it wasn't your choice, but how difficult was it to leave Columbus, and how important has the ability or the potential to win in Philadelphia? How important has that been, in your outlook to next season?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely bittersweet. Columbus has been home for us for 10 years and have the Battery Hockey Academy, which is one of my businesses as well out there. So we've invested so much time, in Columbus. I mean, Columbus is home, really. I mean, both of our boys were born there, and, lifelong friendships outside of hockey as well. So as of now, obviously we plan on going back to Columbus every summer and, you know, potentially when I'm done playing hockey for good. So I know a lot can change in a short period of time, but that's our outlook right now. But, you know, super excited to turn the page and to join the Flyers organization. I think it was pretty quick that I turned the page. You know, you almost have to. I mean, it was bittersweet. It was my kid's birthday too. So, a lot of emotions that day, but you know, as soon as I talked to Chuck Fletcher and the rest of the crew, you know, I would just, my emotions and my adrenaline and my energy are, you know, I was so excited to join, obviously, you know, not just any organization, but the Flyers with all the history, and realizing that their team is so special and the moves that they've made already, to bring some veteran guys and guys that know their role specifically. You know, and I'm going to, you know, help as much as I can, any way I can in all situations. And just that chance to win a cup, I think that's what gets you most excited as well. And definitely looking forward to the start of it all.
So Cam, since the trade, how many of your now new teammates have you talked to, and kind of like, what is the attitude? Okay, I guess a couple moves, well, a little over a month removed from training camp now. What is the mood and the attitude that you sense going into the season?
I mean, it's like I said, I think almost every guy on the team has reached out. Not only that, but the girls, their wives and girlfriends have reached out to my wife as well. So I really appreciate that. It's, you know, as an older guy and a leader, I've been part of those conversations a lot when guys come and go with Columbus. You know, for me, playing in this league for as long as I have so far, you form relationships over the years, whether it's at all-star games or playoffs or just your teammates that are best friends with other guys on different teams. You know, that's how you meet all these guys. And, you know, just looking forward to, you know, month is going to fly by. I'm actually heading to Philly this Sunday to Tuesday, look at a couple houses Sunday, and then Monday doing a bunch of media and going to the rink and doing all that good stuff. So, hopefully we find a house sooner than later so my wife can relax a little bit better. But, you know, we have Hartnells that are in our corner, so they're helping out as much as they can as well.
Cam, you have a 41-goal season on your resume. Not many guys can say they've scored 40 goals in a season at the NHL level. You're one of the best shorthanded goal guys as well. Can you maybe just describe to us what you can bring to the Flyers from a goal-scoring standpoint and also a PK standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret. I love scoring goals, and I've been fortunate to do that at every level. And, you know, I wanted to mention earlier that just going to a new team brings me new motivation and new energy and just a fresh start where I'm just super excited about that. But yeah, I mean, I like to think that, you know, I anticipate plays very well and it doesn't always work out, but I think most of the time it does. I just trust my gut and just playing with energy and you know, there's so much skill in this team that you put me with any of these guys, I think we're going to form chemistry pretty quickly. And There's no question I like to shoot the puck a lot more than passing. So I know there's like a lot of guys on that team that like to pass, so I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, just energy and anticipation, and you know, whatever role they want me to play, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
So Cam, this past season for the Flyers was a disappointing one, and we heard a theme throughout the season. Particularly Sean Couturier was one guy that brought it up several times about that they weren't hard enough to play against. I think anybody that played for John Tortorella would say that Tortorella teams were always hard to play against, regardless of the roster. So when you think about a team that's hard to play against and having played for Tortorella, what does that mean to you?
I mean, I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, you can have skill, but I think work ethic is something that you can control, and it's all a mindset. And I think what Torts really helped me just becoming a better professional on the ice, especially, is, you know, practice how you play. And it's amazing, you know, and I'm not talking about going out and running your teammates, but, you know, making it competitive in practice. And, you know, whether it's a, you know, a simple shooting drill, go all out and try to score. You know, I always tell people, even kids, but even teammates, shoot the score no matter what. These goalies are obviously very good. And, you know, you want to practice how you play. So I take a lot of pride in how hard I work in practice, and hopefully that will kind of drag some other guys into that mentality. And I think it's, you know, like I said, it's literally a mindset. You know, you go out there and you put the work in, and you're going to reap the benefits and the rewards.
Cam, my final question for you will be a lighthearted one. Scott Hartnell told us why your wife is such a big fan of Gritty. I have a feeling you'll be her favorite Flyer, but is Gritty going to be her second favorite Flyer?
She might like him better than me. But no, I mean, it's funny. It's even my sister-in-law as well. Everyone's obsessed with Gritty even before the trade happened. So I'm not sure what's going to happen when they finally meet Gritty. You know, this whole time I thought Scott Hartnell was Gritty. So it's going to be interesting, but we're definitely excited to meet him in person.
Awesome.
And Cam, I have one final one for you. As a member of the Blue Jackets, obviously this past season you didn't get to play the Flyers, but for the other seasons in your career, what was it like to come into Wells Fargo Center as a member of the opposition and play against this team in front of this crowd, and kind of how much did that make you anticipate playing for the Flyers once you got traded here?
No, I mean, that's a great question. I tell everyone, you know, you always knew when you were arriving in Philly, and I don't know, it's just that anticipation of how the fans are going to react when you get on the ice, or the loud music and the production that the Flyers do such a good job for in-game atmosphere and that stuff. But, you know, I always knew personally that going in that building was going to be hard. It was always going to be hard to play. You know, they, you know, for many seasons, they've been a, you know, almost how we as the Blue Jackets used to play and still do, but just that blue collar in your face, make it hard on you. They have obviously skill, but they're not afraid to get in the corners and stuff like that. So, like I said, I think I'm going to fit into this mold pretty quickly and well. And, I'm glad that I'm joining them now and not going in and playing against them.
Cam, this has been such a treat for us. Welcome to Philadelphia. We know it's been a whirlwind for you, so just big time thanks for just joining us, and cannot thank you enough, and best of luck heading into training camp.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys having me.
Flyers Talk is brought to you by Great Railing. Stop into Great Railing for the highest quality and lowest prices on all your railing, decking, and fencing needs. Well, Joe, I think Cam Atkinson is going to quickly become a fan favorite if he's not already a fan favorite. You can sense his energy. He honestly sounds like a rookie that's just excited to get after it. Sounds like a family-oriented person, a fan-oriented person, and really a team-oriented person as well. I just think Philadelphia's going to fall in love with this guy. Joe, he was doing the interview from his mom's closet because he wanted to make sure the quality of the interview was good. He said there was a lot going on at his parents' house with the kids, the dogs. He wanted to make sure the quality of the interview for us was good. I think that tells you a lot about Cam Atkinson. What did you think of him?
Yeah, I mean, for this much of this offseason, and even at the end of last season when it became clear that the Flyers weren't going to make the playoffs, we talked about how this team seemed like they were in need of a fresh start, a jump start, something new. And I feel like everything about what we just heard from Cam Atkinson is all of that wrapped into one. Just a breath of fresh air. And it sounds like him getting a fresh start. He's getting a fresh start here. Like, he's viewing it that way too. He said he's, you know, remotivated and kind of reinvigorated and all those sorts of things, which, you know, hockey players are obviously motivated. You can't play the sport unmotivated, but it seems like this is a new, he's viewing this as a new start. He has a lot of connections here, which obviously he said made the transition easier for the trade and will continue to do so. And I just think, you know, this is the other thing you have to keep in mind, and you brought it up during the interview, is when's the last time the Flyers have had a guy that has scored had a 40 goal season?
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff Carter came just under that a couple of times. Scott Hartnell, who we talked about, was in the 30s a couple of times. But those guys haven't been on the team for a while now. And it's been a long time since somebody was that kind of, I don't want to call him a sniper because he's much more than that, but that kind of goal-scoring threat, I think, has been something the Flyers have been missing for a little while. And, I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
I am too. And not only is he that team-first guy with a great personality and hungry to get to a city like Philadelphia, that's incredible stuff as well. But that right there, Joe, I think he fills holes for the Flyers too. He's a shoot-first guy. As we know, the team has a lot of playmakers, a lot of guys that like to pass and facilitate. And you could tell he was eager to shoot the puck and finish plays. And then I think he can really help on the penalty kill. And as we know, that's been a long problem for the Flyers. And they were the 30th ranked PK in the league last year. Over the last five seasons, he is tied for the league lead in shorthanded goals. So he is a great PKer and a guy that likes to shoot the puck. I think those are things the Flyers need. I think a great addition. And you really sense the whole fresh start narrative, Joe. And I think that stuff is real. You noticed it with Jacob Voracek, the player he was traded for. Jacob Voracek, when he did his media availability with Columbus reporters, he was smiling. He had energy. And he talked about, listen, I loved Philadelphia and I loved my time there. But he was rejuvenated by the feeling of a fresh start, going back to Columbus where he had started his career, being with a new group. That stuff, I think, is real. It's genuine. And you can really sense it with Cam Atkinson. He loved his time in Columbus. He had nothing but great things to say about the city. But you could tell he is really ready to be a Philadelphia Flyer and for all the right reasons. And I think that's been exciting.
Yeah, and two, the other thing, is, and I asked him about it during the interview there, John Tortorella's teams have not always had the most talent on them, but I don't think anybody could ever say they weren't hard to play against. And that clearly was something that was lacking with the Flyers. So I feel like him bringing that sort of pedigree with him of knowing what teams that are hard to play against are like, and we heard him talk about it there, you know, what that means to him. And I think that's a big deal because Sean Couturier brought it up how many times during the year they weren't hard enough to play against.
Yeah.
And I think Cam Atkinson combined with the other guys that they brought in, the guys on the blue line, will make this team harder to play against. And it's always good to have somebody who knows what that means, because I'm not sure everybody on this team last year knew what it meant to be hard to play against. And that's the key, because, you know, Alain Vigneault, his teams with the Rangers that he had success with when they made the Stanley Cup final, as well as Vancouver, they were hard to play against. So we know he knows how to coach a team to be that way, but you need the personnel. And I feel like what they've done this offseason has been to gather some personnel that will make this team hard to play against. So should be interesting to watch.
Yeah, and it sure sounds like Cam Atkinson has that personality. He stated that it starts in practice. It starts with competitiveness in practice, making your teammates better in practice. It sounds like he wants to be hard to play against. And 100%, Joe, it sure sounds like the Flyers offseason was about becoming harder to play against, because when you have the 30th ranked PK and you give up the most goals in hockey, things need to change and you need to have a new look on the ice. And the Flyers went about that this offseason. They have a new look on the ice, and Cam Atkinson is one of those players that is going to be a new face, but a new face I think Flyers fans are really going to enjoy. I know we absolutely enjoyed him on the Flyers Talk podcast. Big time thanks to Cam Atkinson. That was a real treat. Joe Fordyce, thank you so much as always. Thanks so much for lining the interview up. A special thank you to Ben Berry for coordinating and doing this all for us with edits and everything. Thank you to Ben Berry, our podcast producer. And Flyers fans, as always, thank you for listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. Wherever you get your podcasts, please rate and listen, and we cannot wait to talk to you next time.